Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to the first episode of this podcast. My name is Maria Dion. I am an artist manager with Sparkswood Management LLC based in the Midwest. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. This is the first episode, so it's a little unorganized because, to be honest with you, I'm just going off the fly right now. I had an impulse to just go ahead and get things started, because I'm actually supposed to be doing another podcast with a group of people and we're having some technical difficulties. So instead of not doing anything, I still kind of wanted to move forward because, like I said, I had the impulse to just do it. So here I am doing it in its imperfection. So I just want to give you guys a little bit of information about who I am, where I came from, why I'm doing, what exactly is this going to be. And then maybe you guys can kind of help me shape this a little bit more to so it can turn into whatever it is that you guys who are listening want it to be. Sounds like a plan. What do you think? Sounds great. All right. Awesome. So let's get started. Again, my name is Maria Dion. I am an artist manager with Sparkswood Management LLC based in the Midwest. And so the mission of the company is to help unsigned and undiscovered artists improve their daily lives by decreasing the stress of the everyday struggle. Okay. I too am an independent, unsigned, undiscovered artist. I am a songwriter, though I have never written songs for people publicly or gotten paid for them. But I have a shitload of books where there's nothing but songs that I have written over the course of, I don't even know how many years, y'all. I'm 31 years old and I've been writing since I was probably like maybe 10 or 11. And I keep up with all that stuff. I know, right? I'm an information hoarder, by the way. That's pretty much how I got started. I was raised in a musical background. I had some family members who were like in bands from back in the day, and a couple cousins who kind of tried this whole music thing. But I was particularly introduced into hip hop from my brother, which you'll hear from him later on the other podcast that we have. But I don't want to go into any more details boring you guys about my family history. But I just kind of want to give you guys a little bit of background so it doesn't seem like I just came out of nowhere, because really I didn't. I got my master's degree in entertainment business from Full Sail University in 2013. So that's where my expertise comes from. I've been studying music business since 2012. And I just kind of have a thing for education. And since I love music so much, I pretty much decided to do that. So I decided to start a management company because I had a lot of musician friends who didn't have managers, although they were very talented, very smart, and well known throughout the city. Yet they weren't successful musicians earning a living from their music. They all had 9-to-5s, day jobs, and they love their jobs, or shall I say they like their jobs, but, it's not music. And so I was like, this is some bullshit. I want to help my friends. And as I started to study the topic more and more, I realized that there were way more people having the same problem that my friends were having. So I knew that there wasn't anything wrong with my friends, that there's something else that was going on. So as I started to study myself more and more about things that I wanted to do, things that I like to do, things that I wasn't good at, and really examine the reasons why I am in business in particular, and why I chose music industry, and all things music industry, artist management, right? Because I told you guys I'm a songwriter. But as I started to study and examine those things that were happening, it boiled down to one answer. There are more artists and musicians than there are managers, which makes the scale imbalanced. And so I wanted to create a company that can give musicians and artists opportunities to get access to the same information as if they were to have an artist manager. I don't think it's fair that you can't be successful because you don't have this one person attached to your career, right? It's totally unfair. So I wanted to create a company that would still give you access to that information without you having to be attached to that person or better yet, having to take the road that I took, which is paying $40,000 for a master's degree to get access to the information. So I wanted to give artists and musicians opportunities. Again, most importantly, I did this for the people that I love, but then I realized that there were people outside of people that I knew who needed the same thing. And so I created this company for you guys. I really am on the mission to reduce the stress, the everyday stress, let me make that clear, the everyday stress of the undiscovered and unsigned musician. So if that is you, or if you are listening and you know someone who could benefit from this, please tell them about this podcast. Share it with them. Again, I know I got to come up with a name. Hopefully y'all can help me, but no worries, we're going to get there. And so until next time, y'all, love y'all, peace. Share this, because I'm in the process of getting this together. We're gonna have some good old fun this summer. We're gonna talk about some stuff. We're gonna share some stuff. I'm gonna give away some stuff, and we're just gonna have a good time. All right, love y'all, peace. Hold on, y'all. I'm out here saying peace, and I forgot to give y'all the contact information. See, I told y'all this was a little unorganized. So, you can contact me at sparkswoodmgmt@gmail.com, or you can visit the website sparkswoodmgmt.com. And yeah, check it out. Let me know what you think. And like I said before, this is something new, so I'm in the process of shaping it. And if you guys have any feedback that you'd like to give, if you have suggestions on a podcast title, because we haven't come up with a title yet, that would be totally awesome if y'all wanted to help with that, like for real. Because again, I want this to be something that we share. I don't want this to be like me just talking at y'all or talking to y'all and y'all having all these ideas and these thoughts and you're not communicating back with me. That's not what this podcast is. This isn't this whole I talk, you listen thing. Nope. I want this to be a two-way communication. So everything that I'm sitting here discussing, if you have something to say, I want you guys to send me messages too. So again, if you go ahead and check out everything, and I will return next week. Again, all right, cool. Love y'all. Peace.